over here.
Thank you. I was diagnosed recently with vascular Parkinsonism, and I was told there was no drugs available to help the symptoms of that. In terms of your research, does any of the research you've done have any bearing on treatments for vascular Parkinsonism?
Not directly. So all of the medications that I referred to are related to patients who have dopamine deficiency through the loss of a particular type of brain cell, as opposed to dysfunction of those pathways by other mechanisms, for instance, vascular causes. So we don't have a particular treatment. Sometimes some patients may respond in part to levodopa and improve a bit, but we recognize that there's always a balance between any benefit and the potential side effects of that drug. I think in terms of vascular causes, we're down to trying to prevent the development of vascular problems, and certainly trying to prevent any worsening of those problems through the general treatments that we have for vascular disease.
I was diagnosed with PD, and there's no trace of it in my family. But from what I gather from what you said, that it can be in my DNA. Is that correct?
Well, I'm sorry, I missed the first part. Did you say there's no one in your family?
No.
No. No, that in fact is the case for most patients with Parkinson's disease. There's no one in the family with Parkinson's disease. And indeed, for the most patients, there may not be an inherited genetic cause. And there may be nothing wrong with the DNA. It may be something else that has gone wrong where there's no family history at all. And that might just be a completely chance event, like the initiation of the alpha synuclein sticking together.
So there's no reason for my children to be...
No, I think in an individual with no family history of Parkinson's disease, the risk of passing it on, one has to say, must be extremely low. Now, I would never, ever say never, but it must be extremely low.
Thank you.
We'll start to wrap up. We have one other question here.
Hi, thank you very much for coming to Edinburgh. Professor Spear, here. Thank you very much for coming to Edinburgh. I wondered what your thoughts are on stem cell research in Bulgaria.
About stem cell research in Bulgaria.
Stem cell research. Well, let me say first of all that I think stem cell research is hugely important. And understanding how to develop stem cells, the best type of stem cell, and more importantly, how to use them for the best benefit of patients is very important. But what concerns me is that there are some people around the world who've gotten onto this bandwagon as a means for benefit, not the patient, but themselves. So there have been some clinics set up in some countries where so-called stem cell therapy is being sold to people. Now, we know that they're not using stem cells. And they inject them into the vein, sometimes elsewhere, but we know that those stem cells do not work. And the Movement Disorder Society, the International Movement Disorder Society for Parkinson's Disease, put something on its website last year that tried to help patients understand that this remains a research procedure. And there is no reputable clinic in the world that is offering true stem cell therapy. In Germany, for instance, there were some clinics that were selling stem cell therapy, and the government shut them down. But they moved to neighboring European countries where the legislation was not yet in place. And what worries me is that these clinics are defrauding patients, and defrauding them in the worst way by offering them false hope and at the same time taking large amounts of money from them. So that would be my general comment.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'd like to thank you all for the questions you've put forward. And to thank